Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
Want to help a kitten in need? Check out local nonprofit Napanee Kitten Rescue, which is dedicated to the rescue, rehabilitation, and adoption of homeless kittens and cats. You can help by fostering, adopting, or donating to this great local charity. This kitten rescue helps furry friends from bottle baby kittens who lost their mothers to older cats who need to be socialized. Check out NapaneeCommunityKittenRescue.ca for more information.
Hey folks, looking for some tunes to kick off your weekend with? Look no further. Tune in to Music Makes the Mood with DJ Caddy Fridays at 8 p.m. A mix of indie, hip-hop, neo-funk, and more, as well as music from different corners of the globe. Be sure to set your dial to 101.9 CFRC and listen in worldwide at cfrc.ca.
Thank you. Welcome back to I'll Try Anything Once. I am Kate and I have a very special guest today. This is one of my best friends, closest friends, whatever you want to call it, Erin.
Hi.
and we have the song that we just played was True Love Leaves No Traces by Leonard Cohen. Honestly, Erin got me into Leonard Cohen, so I don't know what I would do without her or that. Do you have any notes on Leonard Cohen?
Well, I had to cope somehow because, I mean, with the challenge, I was kind of assigned to come up with some music you might not know, which is kind of difficult, seeing as, like, I show you most of the music I listen to. Like, not necessarily outright, but at least when we're in the car, I subject you to a lot of stuff. So then, you know, I had to give some credit to that. I knew you would know this song, but I had to cope with not playing the Sundays or Lana.
Oh my god, you could have played the Sundays or Lana. I wouldn't have cared.
No, I know, but I needed the challenge. I thought it was fun to have the challenge.
Okay, well, I'm glad I challenged you. I would have, like, pretended not to know Lana Del Rey.
You can't do that. People will know you're lying.
No, I know. I'm kidding. Okay. What is up next is You're Gorgeous by Baby Bird. I actually haven't listened to this song, and so that's another one I didn't know. So you're...
Well, I chose it because it's called You're Gorgeous. And yes, Kate, you're gorgeous.
Oh
but
my
I think
God.
Because of that, I chose it because it's really Britpop, and I was like, I need a Kate-dedicated song.
Oh my god, so that's so sweet.
This one's really Britpop, you know, it's 90s. It's fun.
Okay. All right, we'll pass it off to Baby Bird.
Remember that tank top you bought me? You wrote your gorgeous on it. You took me to your rented motor car and filmed me on the bonnet. You got me to hitch my knees up and pulled my legs apart. You took an Instamatic camera and pulled my sleeves around my heart. Because you're gorgeous, I'd do anything for you. Because you're gorgeous, I know you'll get me through. You said my clothes were sexy. You tore away my shirt. You rubbed an ice cube on my chest, snapped me till it hurt. Because you're gorgeous, I'd do anything for you. Because you're gorgeous, I know you'll get me through. £20. You promised to put me in a magazine on every table in every lounge. Because you're gorgeous, I'd do anything for you. Because you're gorgeous, I know you'll get me through. Because you're gorgeous, I know you'll get me through.
Welcome back to I'll Try Anything Once. What was just playing was You're Gorgeous by Baby Bird. And if you're just tuning in, I have a very special guest. This is one of the most talented people I know, Erin. And she's going to plug her Instagram and everything because she's just so sick and so cool.
I'm Erin. I'm a multidisciplinary artist and graphic designer. I go to OCAD, not Queens, by Kingston. But I couldn't come on this without a shameless plug, like 2 seconds into this thing. But I kind of do commissions, like if you want posters made, brand stuff. I like music and I'm knowledgeable on it. So my design account is linked to my main Instagram. If you go to it, it's Erin T. Wright. I'll spell it out, guys. Don't worry. It's E-R-I-N, because people think it's A-A-Ron sometimes, okay? E-R-I-N-T, for my middle name. Come on, yes. Right, but it's W-R-I-G-H-T. So, it's linked through there. It's called Bed Bugs Bite. Follow, DM, whatever.
Trust, like, her posters are really good. I probably have, like, I think I have 3 in my room here, and then, like, 2 in my room at home.
You're kind of subjected to, like, you're kind of forced to.
No, but, okay. I think we've it's been true. Friends for long enough that if, like, I didn't want to hang something up, I wouldn't hang something up.
Oh, offensive. No, I'm saying.
Because I'm not, like, but, like, yeah. So, anyways. Okay, yes. I'll also, tag you. Also, oh my god, I forgot to include. Erin made the, like, first initial poster for this show's Instagram. So,
oh, yeah,
she's tagged there. If you guys want to link and, like, follow and pull up, you should. I expect everyone to go follow.
Yeah, guys. I need them. No, I'm kidding.
You gotta be loyal followers.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, what we have up next is, something really special.
This is by someone that I totally have no connection to. I don't know this man. I don't know who he is. He always shows up at my house and, like, he eats my food. He sleeps in my bed. He showers in my shower. It's really scary, actually. And then one night after he broke in, he played me this song, and I decided to let him, like, stay. I gave him a home.
Yeah, so this is...
I let him stay in.
You don't know this man at all, ever.
I don't know who this is.
No, neither do I. I totally haven't, like, almost known him for 2 years or anything.
No, we don't know who this man is.
No. Didn't come with a pack of Oreos to the Inhaler concert.
We don't talk about that.
Sorry, yeah. This is, you don't know him. This is Last Night in My Dream by Turbo Christ.
Wake, you are not awake. You are not asleep. Last night in my dream, I heard you speak to me. You said, where did you go? I am all alone. I have crossed the road. Wake me from this dream. Nightmare features wide. Everything surreal. Everything I've lost. Everything will leave. See, fading from us.
that was Last Night in My Dream by Turbo Christ. And for the next song, Erin has done some preparation, so I'll pass it off to her.
I take my job on the Owl Tranny Think One podcast very seriously. So the next track is by Tucker Zimmerman, and he's an underrated folk music artist. And I actually discovered him through Adrian Lenker. They sing together a lot, and I kind of fell in love with his voice and their voices together. And I'm also a sucker for old guys singing folk music. It makes me want to sob and cry, as Kate knows. So I thought that he has some really great music. He has great new music, too, from his new album, Dance of Love. But this track is from 1972 from his album Song Poet, and it's called She's an Easy Rider. And then after that, we get into some more country-ish folk, as I am a rural Southern Ontario girl in my pure, pure heart. And this song is called Devil's Daughter. I'm pretty sure I found it through Spotify Discover Weekly, which is kind of surprising, because usually the songs on Discover Weekly kind of suck, or Spotify. And this is off Casey and Clayton's album Plastic Bouquet, which features Marlon Williams. And guess what, Kate?
What?
They're Canadian.
Oh my god. CanCon! Thank you! Love it. So good. Okay. Locking in for the next two songs. Go.
Okay.
Bye.
Somewhere out there in the distance, moving slow, she's an easy rider. And she don't need no place to go. And she don't need no place to go. She's an easy rider. Her motorcycle and an open road, she's an easy rider. And in the wind she sings her song, and hears the wind singing along. You're an easy rider. Her own highway, she's an easy rider. And she don't hear a word you say. And she don't hear a word you say. She's an easy rider. It's good to see her move. She don't need money and she don't need clothes or even a place to go. She's an easy rider. It's good to see her moving slow.
This morning when I woke up, I opened my eyes to see the world in little pieces, all around me. Could have been my baby, could have been the devil's daughter. I don't know, day to day she keeps changing on me. She's the devil's daughter. Knowing all about it makes it easy. Sooner or later, I'll have to tell somebody. They're gonna come and take her far away from me. Think I'm gonna cry when I lose my little baby. That's just the way it is. That's the mystery of love.
That was Devil's Daughter by Casey and Clayton featuring Marlon Williams. And then what Aaron has, sorry, I didn't make this playlist, Aaron did, I was about to take credit, is Until It's Time for You to Go by Buffy St. Marie. And I have not heard this song, so I'll pass it off.
Really?
I feel like I have, but I probably have. Like,
I succeeded. It was because of me, probably.
I feel like you have played it, but I haven't, like,
processed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know you have information about it. So if you want to info dump, you can info dump.
Yeah. This song makes me sob harder than old men playing folk music. And I discovered it during a time where I thought I was going to lose someone because of extenuating circumstances, as Kate knows. And it spoke to me, and I would listen to it 24/7, which probably didn't make me feel any better, but alas, everything worked out. And now this song just reminds me how awesome it is to feel so deeply, guys. It's so awesome to feel, even if it is sadness.
To be so sad.
And Buffy St. Marie is so good and iconic. All of her music is so wonderful. But then after is Right Before Your Eyes by Ian Thomas, which is going to make my dad laugh really hard if he makes it this far into the show. And as funny as this song is to me, I don't know if it's funny to anyone else if they know it, but I needed to include it because, you know, it's a playlist that I'm trying to reflect myself with, and it's so nostalgic for me because my dad and I would listen to this in the car, and he would, like, himself laughing at 5-year-old me reciting every lyric perfectly because it's just so silly. Like, when you listen to the song, you'll understand how funny it is for, like, a 5-year-old to be singing this. But this song was made popular by America, but the original version is by Ian Thomas, and that's the one I was familiar with. I didn't even know America had a version of it until literally before this, doing this. But this is called Right Before Your Eyes by Hamilton Board, Ian Thomas.
Okay, Hamilton. Killer. Sick. Amazing.
You're not a dream. You're not an angel. You're a man. I'm not a queen. I'm a woman. Take my hand. Make a space in the lives that we plan.
guess we're different, worlds apart, we're not the same. We laughed and played at the start, like in a game. You could have stayed outside my heart, but in you came. And here you'll stay until it's time for you to go. Don't ask why. Don't ask how. Don't ask forever. Love me now. This love of mine had no beginning, it has no end. I'll stay until it's time for you to go. Don't ask why. Lives that we'd planned, and here we stay until it's time for you to go, and here we'll stay until it's time for you to go.
Right before This is Hannah from Fan Club Wallet, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
Friday evenings at 6 p.m. here on CFRC, listen to Saltwater Music, a show covering all musical genres from the East Coast to Canada. Celtic, of course, but also rock, jazz, blues, folk, and a lot more. I'm your host, Rob Carnell. Tune in to Saltwater Music Friday evening from 6 to 8 here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Or you can catch us on the web at www.cfrc.ca. And for our listeners out east, that's 7 p.m. Atlantic and 7:30 Newfoundland.
That was Wedding Bell by Beach House. I have listened to Beach House. I haven't listened to this song, though.
See, that's why I picked it. Because I was like, maybe familiar name, but some different songs, some deep cuts.
Little
because
underground.
Beach House, like, has become a household name because of TikTok. I mean, they've been around for a while.
Yeah.
And, like, while Depression Cherry is, like, probably their most popular album, I think the one that this one's off of which is their 2008 album, Devotion. It's pretty underrated. And this is the first track, so it's a good way to open. It's Gorge.
Real. It's a really good song. I really liked it. Yeah. It was a good pick.
And then next up, it's time for another Canadian, because Aaron and Canadian music, come on.
You're
I'm
like
the girl.
Yeah, you're the girl. You and Canadian music will never part.
I have an extensive playlist on Spotify that everyone should go look at.
Yes.
Not a self-plug. Actually, please don't look at my Spotify. That's scary. This time, it's an artist that hopefully you all know and love, Neil Young. And again, this wouldn't be an Aaron feature without him. And now I'm not going to play Harvest Moon or anything from Harvest. Well, Harvest is definitely one of the best albums of all time. I'm supposed to be, or was assigned to be, giving you guys some songs that would be considered more deep cut. I mean, Kate didn't say that, but I've assigned myself that.
Yeah.
And I also have to avoid my Neil Young favorites, because Kate already knows some.
Mm-hmm.
But this is Razor Love from Neil Young's album Silver and Gold. It came out in 2000, and it was his 25th studio album, which is crazy.
25th?
Yeah, 25th.
Oh my god.
2000. Insane, I know.
That's crazy.
So you can find the other version in the Neil Young Volume 3 archive, but I like this one better.
Okay, sick. Okay, here comes Neil Young.
The kind of love that cuts clean through. Thank you.
Somewhere by Sun Kil Moon, and then before that it was West Virginia Waltz by Sierra Farrell. And Erin said she had a really fun fact about the Sun Kil Moon song, so I will pass it off to her.
Yeah, first of all, apologize for playing country if you hate country, but you have to admit it's not choogy country, you know.
No, Zach Bryan. Not.
Because she's kind of like, I don't know, I fell through a rabbit hole of Sierra Farrell, and she's really sick. Like, she was in the group of Nomadic Musicians, and then she traveled on freight train boxcars, and she, like, died 5 times and came back, which, interesting. But, like, I love her music because it's such a perfect blend of what makes classic country good, and then she's got kind of, like, a classic folk element. That's very 1920s, like, Victorian cowgirl, and it makes my brain happy as a classic country and Victoria era lover. But with Sun Kil Moon, my fun fact, if you didn't know, the lead singer, Mark Kozelek, which he doesn't have a great reputation, he was actually one of the band members in Almost Famous, and... That's not even the biggest kicker.
Oh, what? Okay.
He wrote this song, You Missed My Heart, which Phoebe Bridgers covers on her album, Stranger in the Alps.
Are you serious? Really?
Yeah.
Who was he in? That's crazy.
Usually I'm the first to be annoying in info dump about random music connections and even, like, film connections when we watch movies. I'm like, oh, that's that person from this.
Yeah, real.
Movie. But, my very knowledgeable music boyfriend told me these connections, so full credit to him, but it's really good. And it's off their 2003 album, Ghost of the Great Highway, which has a sick album cover, but also, if you have 15 minutes to spare after this, I recommend listening to the very good, but very long, song that's also on the album. It is called, oh my gosh, Duck
Soup Kim. Listen to it. Who was he in Almost Famous? I'm like in shock.
He was one of the band members.
That's crazy. That's really cool. I had no clue.
Yeah, but he's like special. He's mean.
Oh, that's not good.
In real life, he's special.
Ugh, that's upsetting. That's really upsetting. It's too bad. That'd have been really sick if he was like a good person.
No, we can't have good things in this world.
No, we cannot. That's really cool. Okay, before we finish off, our last song is, like, probably one of the best songs ever.
That's what I, yeah.
Real?
I picked it because Kate definitely knows it.
I do.
So I decided, you know, I was kind of, like, picking songs for specific reasons, but I want to dedicate this song, Kate. This is so corny. I want to dedicate this song to Summer Drive, to Antique Markets, and several of the plushies.
Aww.
And this one's the superior version with Bobby Gentry. there's like a million versions of this song, but this one's the best.
Yeah.
I could have really chosen any Glen Campbell song.
Real.
And Friendship, Nostalgic Sentiment would still be relevant, but Gentle on My Mind was the obvious choice.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite songs of all time. Nothing compares to it. And Glen Campbell reminds me of my mom, who embarrassingly told the coolest guy in her school during the 70s that her favorite artist was Glen Campbell. when, keep in mind, this guy was cool, and he listened to Led Zeppelin and stuff. But, you know, he asked her. She had her moment to shine, and she said Glen Campbell. But I think Glen Campbell is cooler. Sorry.
Real. I love him. And he's so summer, and he's so our summer. So, yeah. Yes. Real.
Real.
Okay. Here comes Gentle on My Mind by Glen Campbell. Oh my god. Blank. Oh, whoa.
Whoa.
Glen Campbell and Bobby Gentry. This was I'll Try Anything Once. And I was Kate, and I had one of my best friends, Aaron, and
hi,
I will.
Bye.
We will see you later.
Well, I won't, but you will.
I will. I'll be back. Bye.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that have dried upon some line. That keeps you on the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind.
It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that binds me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we'd fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you just gentle on my mind.
Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman crying to her mother cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind.
Shutters creak and autumn winds that make me draw inside myself in silence. Cross-legged now I sit and watch the endless chase of leaves cross my yard. And laying down my hairbrush I lean back within my window seat and find that you're moving on back roads by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, never gentle on my mind.
Through cupped hands round the tin can I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're waving from the back roads by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, never gentle on my mind.
Help CFRC serve our community listeners, have your voice heard, and share your thoughts through our online listenership survey. Visit CFRC.ca, click on the link, and take the 3 to 4 minute survey. All participants can enter for a chance to win great prizes from Smokes Poutinerie and Uber Eats. Your voice matters. Make it heard by taking the CFRC listenership survey today via CFRC.ca. Thank you for your support.
Thank you. Good evening, it is 5 p.m. and this is Today in YGK on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. Today in YGK is brought to you by CFRC's News Collective. CFRC's news programming is made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and here are your local news headlines. On Thursday morning, a 15-foot wooden Trojan horse symbolizing a rally against the privatization of health services in Ontario visited Kingston Health Sciences Centre. Kingston is just the latest stop